Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, January 2nd, 2018. Police called New Year's Eve extremely quiet, with only a couple of incidents. Nonetheless, police counted about 1,700 cases where officers had to intervene, mostly for improperly lighting fireworks, brawls, and damage of goods. The emergency line was called more than 3,000 times between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. yesterday morning. At the Festmeile at Brandenburg Gate, a number of sexual assaults were registered. 13 complaints were filed during the night. Also, as with last year, security and rescue forces were physically attacked across Berlin, including the crew of an ambulance being threatened with guns, resulting in the police confiscating two weapons. Throwing fireworks at police officers has also become more frequent. A 16-year-old girl carrying illegal fireworks and a 22-year-old man who was equipped with marijuana, cocaine, and a knife were also arrested. A rocket went through a window of an ambulance and exploded inside. Luckily, no one was harmed. It is unclear if the firework was intentionally aimed at the vehicle. Unfortunately, not everyone stayed unharmed during the celebrations. 21 people were treated in hospital for injuries caused by fireworks. A man was hit by a car on Siegfeldstrasse, resulting in critical injuries. And in Brandenburg, two people suffered deadly injuries from pyrotechnics in unrelated incidents. For New Year's Day, the Berliner Stadtreinigung provided 600 people and 150 vehicles to clean up the aftermath in the city center. Berlin is working on a citywide strategy to fight the homelessness problems in the capital. Social Senator Elke Breitenbach of the Left Party reports that the Senate, the districts, and several charity organizations want to discuss new ways forward during a conference on January 10th. Representatives of foreign embassies will also be involved, as the number of homeless EU citizens in the Hauptstadt is rising. Until now, districts are responsible for housing people without a home, so measures are often uncoordinated, and some districts have capacity limits. The senator hopes that more centralized steering will be beneficial. The description of typical homeless has also changed a lot from mostly males between 35 and 55 to many more women, families, elderly, and disabled people. This social shift needs to be taken into account when providing support. The Senate has doubled the budget to fight homelessness to 12 million euro. A construction site next to the Bahnhof Zoologischer Garten caught on fire on New Year's Eve. The smoke was so intense that the station had to be evacuated. The fire also damaged power and communication lines, resulting in no regional trains stopping at the station for the time being. S-Bahn traffic, however, is running as usual. The fire department suspects pyrotechnics as the cause of the fire. 10 years ago, a rigid non-smoking law was put in place by the Red-Red government to protect non-smokers. Smoking in public locations such as administration offices, schools, hospitals, and many restaurants was banned. Berliners, whom one-third of men and 25% of women identify as smokers, protested the ban then and feared that it would kill small bars. Later, in 2009, the Federal Constitutional Court decided that the law needed to allow for more exceptions. Since then, there has been a coexistence between smoking and non-smoking establishments. However, the number of smoking places is in decline, decreasing from 600 in 2015 to 500 presently. The districts are responsible for enforcing this ban, and as often in Berlin, the law is interpreted differently. In Mitte, for example, patrons have reported that ashtrays are coming out in supposedly non-smoking places after 10 p.m., as inspections are rare and the controllers are not around after that time, even less so during the weekends. And 76% of discos and clubs where smoking should be prohibited don't respect the ban. The same goes with hospital administrations. They are allowed to ban smoking on their grounds, but seeing patients and employees smoke on the same grounds is a common view. Nevertheless, the Senate is positive about the progress and thinks that smoking is in decline in the capital, but more work needs to be done, especially to protect children and teenagers. Anti-smoke activists, however, complain about lobbyism and even corruption. In Bavaria, where politicians, influenced by lobbyists, initially decided on a liberal smoking law, a public referendum was required to establish a serious smoking ban, resulting in the state having one of the strictest bans in Germany. Only 4 days after a spectacular escape of 5 men from a prison in Plötzensee, 2 more prisoners were able to break out of the facility yesterday by manipulating the support bars of a window and squeezing through the gap. Both men were in the so-called open prison program, which means they were allowed to leave from time to time. One of the men turned himself in again in the evening, and the search for the others continues. 2 people were hit at the U-Bahn station Vibevisa by an incoming train. A BVLG spokesperson reported that 1 person died and the other suffered severe injuries this morning. According to the BVLG, traffic on the U5 line was interrupted but back running by 6 a.m. Police continue to investigate. And lastly, we at Berlin Briefing are happy to announce that we are now also included alongside other informative and entertaining podcasts on Bear Radio, an audio platform for English-speaking Berliners to see all that the city has to offer. Check it out by visiting bearradio.org or follow the link in our show notes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.